Hi, this is D-Mage, and I'm here to bring you news and current events on today's STEAM Info Podcast, what we here at Technology Espresso like to call a SIP. So, today's topic is about learning how to detect hidden cameras and microphones. I mean, in this day and age, we're constantly hearing and learning about surveillance cameras, especially in these recent months, on just, you know, how so much of our everyday lives are constantly, you know, being under surveillance. I mean, now that tech is smaller and cheaper than ever, it's become so easy to install cameras almost anywhere. I mean, think about it. They are everywhere. They're on traffic signals, in parking lots, inside every store practically that you shop at or walk into. I mean, for some of you, you might even already have hidden cameras of your own, like drop cams for home security, nanny cams to watch the baby, or even a doorbell camera to see who's knocking on the front door. I mean, these cameras have plenty of perfectly legitimate uses. You know, they provide security in public spaces and hopefully, you know, most of the times prevent theft in businesses. But problems arise when they're used for illegal purposes. You know, the lawsuit against Airbnb over a reported hidden camera in a rental property is still ongoing, and the apartment maintenance worker in Ohio who was accused of planting hidden cameras in residents' bathrooms. I mean, not sure if anyone heard about the cameras disguised as coat hooks that were found in bathrooms in the Keys down in Florida. I mean, these tiny, inconspicuous cameras can be easily bought online, I mean, right off of Amazon for as little as like $13. I mean, when you think about it, nowadays cameras are disguised as alarm clocks, power adapters, smoke detectors, photo frames, and even water bottles. Most of them wireless, of course, and just battery operated. I mean, these cameras are easy to obtain and most require no technical skills to even install. Meaning anyone with ill intent could place them in a public space, a public place, and watch you when you're unaware. So, you know, it got me thinking, like, is there a way to know if you're, you know, bugged or being watched? And so I came across this article on wikihow.com. And thought, you know, it was kind of cool on some of the ways that it suggests that you can actually locate a hidden camera or even possibly a microphone. So, first things first is the initial sweep, doing a physical search of the premises. This involves a slow, meticulous sweep of the room or building you suspect is wired, looking around for anything that seems different, you know, or out of place, such as a flower arrangement or pictures on the wall out of level or in unusual areas, lampshades that don't look that normal, checking smoke detectors that, you know, you didn't put there, somebody else just happened to add that additional smoke detector and you have no clue on where it came from. You might just want to check it for a speaker or even a camera. Look inside flower pots, light fixtures, and other places where a microphone transmitter can easily be hidden. You can look under couch cushions, tabletops, and shelves. Underneath shelves and tabletops are excellent places for miniature cameras. Look for wires that do not seem to go anywhere. I mean, if it's not hooked up to an appliance or some other, you know, device, then what's the wire doing there? It's kind of less common with all the modern technology that we have that you'll find some hardwired spy equipment, but it's still being used today for permanent surveillance, especially in commercial businesses for loss prevention. So never hurts to just kind of find exactly where that wire's leading to. Take a walk around the entire room very quietly. Listen. Many small motion-sensitive cameras make an almost inaudible click or buzz when they're operating. Another method, use darkness. Turn off all the lights and look around for tiny red or green LED lights. Some microphones have power-on indicator lights, and if the person who sets it up is careless, they may fail to cover or just, you know, deactivate this feature. So, while the lights are off, grab a flashlight and carefully examine all mirrors. These can be made transparent from one side so that a camera can see through, but they rely on the observer's side being darker than the area observed in order to keep the other side of the mirror reflective. Also, search for a pinhole camera in the dark. A pinhole camera might have a charge-coupled device sitting behind a tiny opening in a wall or object. Get an empty toilet paper tube and a flashlight. Put the tube over one eye like a telescope and close your other eye. As you sweep the flashlight over the room, pay attention to any small glimmers that reflect back at you. Use a signal detector. If you seriously believe you're being spied on, buy an RF radio frequency detector and do a sweep of your room, building, or home. These portable devices are small, simple to use, and fairly inexpensive. I mean, about $100. However, there are bugs that use multiple frequencies in rapid sequence called spread spectrum that an RF detector will not pick up. These bugs are used by professionals and require a spectrum analyzer and an experienced technician to find. You can also use your cell phone. You can pick up an electromagnetic field by placing a call on your cell phone, then wave the device around where you think there might be a camera or a microphone. If you can hear a clicking noise on the call, it means your phone might be interfering with an electromagnetic field. So, last but not least, you can download, perhaps, an app. Not perhaps, you can download a camera detecting app on your smartphone. These apps use your smartphone's flash to light up camera lenses and help you detect them. Though many have received negative reviews, which speaks to how tough it can be to just spot a hidden camera. For iPhone, there's Hidden Camera Detector. It's about $3.99. And for Android, there's an app called Glint Finder, and it's free. Hidden Camera Detector is a bit more helpful as it automatically pinpoints suspected cameras on your phone screen. Glint Finder, on the other hand, flashes your smartphone's light rapidly to make it easier to pick up a reflection. But it's on you to find the source. With either app, you'll need to be within a few feet of a camera to spot it. The advantage of these apps is cost and accessibility. While you can purchase professional grade camera detectors, they come with a notable price tag, like I said, kind of fairly inexpensive, not notable, should I say, about $100. But these apps are very affordable, and if you need to hunt for a camera unexpectedly, you're likely to already have your smartphone with you. So I would love to hear your thoughts on today's podcast. And you can email us at technologyexpresso@gmail.com or shoot us a tweet at tech_espresso. That's TECH_EXPRESSO. And again, I'm Dee Mage. Thanks for listening to our 10 minute sip, and have a great day.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyexpresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyexpresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.